Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing it. Happy Pride. It's Pride Month.
It is Pride Month, and it's cycle syncing month.
Yes, it is. Tanya's first cycle syncle. Syncle. What am I saying? Cycle syncle?
Yeah.
What am I saying?
Cycle syncing.
Cycle syncing.
Yeah.
Is happening. And, I mean, so you haven't, you're like just gearing up for the cycle of month.
No, like I'm starting it now.
And but I'm think saying it you're not on your period right now.
Well, you're on your cycle the whole 28 day, like the whole month. You're always on your cycle.
I don't accept that negative energy.
No, you're always on your cycle. That's the whole point.
But what I'm saying is it's basically so that when your period comes, it's not as horrible as it can be.
Yeah, it's just supposed to like level out all my hormones. It's gonna make my period better, my PMS symptoms better. It's gonna make my brain fog go away. It's gonna make me leaner. It's just like an all-around good situation, and I'm really excited about it. Went and got our body fat tested last week because so Red Star is gonna do it like in tandem with me, like to support me, but obviously he can't cycle sync, so he's gonna do his like own version, which is just like losing body fat. So mm-hmm. We went and did that together. I am 27% body fat.
Wow. I think that's awesome. Congrats.
I mean, no, I don't know what that means.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. Honestly, it's not terrible. It's like, I think it's good. It's not totally my goal in this, but it's good to know, you know, like where you're at.
Mm-hmm. I thought when you said cycle syncing that you two were going to try and make an effort to sync your cycles. Cause that seems like a very Tanya thing to do.
Us?
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that than what she's doing right now, because I had in and out before this, and I was doing my own cycling.
It's honestly not that bad. It's like it took me a while to kind of like learn and digest it all. But when you break it down, it's really just like I still work out, but I just have to change my workouts in tandem with like the point of my cycle that I'm in. And then you just incorporate different foods in the different cycles. And there's stuff I already eat. It's like cucumbers and pine nuts mm-hmm. and turkey. And you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like sprinkling these things in, depending on your phase. So
I think the difference between us is that I kind of enjoy an excuse to lash out and be a little PMS-y and to be like, I am eating everything and anything I want back to back to back because I'm on my period, you know, I'm PMSing. Yeah, I do that multiple times a month just because I can.
I don't want that. I don't want those sugar
cravings.
You're
like, no excuses, no cravings, no
BS. I want to be steady. I want my hormones to be steady. I want to try. I've been hearing so much about it and so many people reach out to me from the podcast about this process, the cycle syncing thing. So I'm like, I'm going to dive in and give it a shot.
I'm curious to see like how quickly you notice a difference and like what you actually really significantly notice. Changes.
I think since it's like all natural and it's like through food and diet, I think it might take a couple cycles and I don't think it's going to be anything immediate, but we'll see. I'm sticking to it.
Proud of you. I'm glad that one of us has the, you know, willpower and determination to accomplish these types of things so that I don't have to, you know, I don't have to test out the thing for other people because Tanya will do it for you. And
I've adopted the role of like period girl. I'm like, if there is anything going on with your period or your vagina or any sort of
I'm
on top of it. I'll try
if you don't have the info, you're seeking the info.
Correct.
What'd you do this weekend? It was a long weekend.
Oh yeah. I actually wanted to tell you, and you inspired me to do this because I was telling you, I was like in my pajama shirt.
Yeah.
Because I just came straight. I didn't pack stuff to sleep at Red Stars. And for so long, he's been telling me to just leave stuff. He's like, leave stuff here. You can have a whole drawer. You can have a whole side, like whatever you want, like leave stuff here. But because of the breakup, I've been so hesitant to leave anything. So I've literally left like a head of my toothbrush and makeup wipes. That's all I've had there this entire time. Like I refuse to like leave anything else. And after you said that, I was like, you know what? I feel really good. He's been more than vocal about having me leave stuff there. So I went to town and like ordered my whole face set.
Like your skincare routine?
My serums. I got my sunscreen there. I have my daytime lotion, my nighttime lotion. I have my chapstick.
Whoa, chapstick.
Deodorant. Oh, my hair ties. I like decked out the what is it called?
The vanity cabinet.
Yeah. So really
I'm
went
proud
from
of you.
Two small items to like 15. Like you open that thing and there's a Venus razor. Like it is Tanya-fied.
I you know, I only like to call the breakup the trigger event. So I would really appreciate if you referred to it as proper name.
The trigger event.
I think anyone would feel scared or like hesitant to jump back into something that caused hurt like that. So I don't think you being hesitant to take anything is not normal, but I think because he was like, hey, bring your stuff. Like that was like the green light.
Yeah.
You know,
and he said it multiple times and I was just like, yeah. But like, he didn't realize it's like having to pack up my bathroom stuff after the trigger event was like really hard. And
ooh,
I was just like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
No. Yes. My Scorpio ways would be like, just throw it all away.
No, it's expensive stuff.
I know, you're right.
I'm like, no,
I would
thank
send
you.
Someone to go get it for me.
Yeah.
Or I would show up looking like the best I've ever looked and strut in there and
take it,
get it all.
Yeah. But now I'm like fully set up. Like you really like pushed me over it. I was like, what am I waiting for? Yeah. Why am I being like, let's just, you know, faith over fear it.
And I get it though. I get it.
Yeah, same. I mean, I get it too, but I think with the steps that y'all have been making, like the changes in this most recent time, like since the trigger, I feel like you leaving stuff is like a safe option. Like that's a safe thing right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it's nice, like taking your bathroom stuff back and forth is really annoying.
Yeah.
So now I'm like just pumped to just carry clothes.
Yeah, now, well, then you'll start slowly bringing in some clothes.
I thought about that, but I like having my clothes here, I think.
Maybe you can get, like, an extra pair of your favorite jeans. Or
that
like
sounds so, like, wasteful. Right?
I have two pairs. Well, I have two pairs of my favorite jeans because the one size, you know, I outgrew them for a time. So I have a baggier pair for when I'm cycle syncing.
Uh-huh.
And need a little extra pushing for the cushion.
You're and not then, using the term correctly.
No, I know. I just like not. Saying it. Yeah. I just like saying it. I feel like you. This is how you feel when you're like saying the wrong word.
Okay.
Grower, yeah. Not a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, grower, not a shower was a good one.
By the way, I almost said that on E when I was talking to the glass animals. And then I remembered what it really meant. And I was like, I... can't say
oh my
that.
Gosh, if you would have been like, y'all, I just love y'all because y'all are such growers and not just showers.
Well, it was about their song. Their song was a grower, not a shower,
because it grew on you.
Well, no, it grew on the world because it came out a long time ago, but it's just now like
did
catching
it get TikTok famous
viral? No, I don't think so.
Oh, what song?
See, we shouldn't be telling Tanya these things because that would have been hilarious if she said that on E. The band would have thought it was hilarious. It probably would have gone viral. Like, we need to stop correcting her on these things.
You're right. Maybe if it does us no harm, we just all kind of give each other a look and like, don't say anything, you guys. Let her go.
Yeah. So 'twas a big weekend. How was yours?
My weekend was good. I was in Florida last time we did the podcast. I was doing it remote from the panhandle. And it was great. My dad turned 60 years old. And so I went to San Diego for the wedding and then flew out the next day. And it was really good to see my family. It's like so many people that sometimes it's chaotic, but I had this moment of realizing, like, I think with my family, I've always, because maybe like we have different views or like different opinions on certain things, I've always thought like, well, I really want like us to all agree. And I kind of had this moment when I was there of like, I think if you're able to just all love each other and respect each other in the differences, that it's okay to have different opinions and different. Yeah. And I think I just had a moment of realizing like, I don't need everyone to I don't need to change everything or make sure everyone's agreeing. Like, it can just be that we all love each other. And my brother got engaged.
Oh yeah. It was like forever ago.
Yeah. Congratulations to him and his fiance, Casey.
Congratulations.
They did like a photo shoot for this photographer where they live. And it was like for her wedding venue, and she's a wedding photographer. So they shot in like wedding dress and tuxedo and everything. And then she told them to go change into like a more casual dress suit combo. And so she came out thinking that it was part of the shoot still, like for the venue. And then he got down on one knee. So it was fun that we all got to be there for that.
That is really fun.
Yeah. So Christopher's no longer on the market.
Another one bites the dust. So they say.
So yeah, that was really fun. And then I came back on Friday and went to the beach twice.
Nice.
This weekend.
It was a nice weekend.
It was just beautiful. So it was fun. Had a good weekend.
That's good.
Yeah. I got to watch the Friends reunion, which we're going to get to a little bit
later.
We're
going to get to.
Yeah.
I actually had we had like a big, I wouldn't say big barbecue, middle-sized barbecue. And this was the first time I feel like I've been around a big group of people kind of since the pandemic. And let me tell you, I was thriving. I was just like, I want to do this every weekend. I want to like be out and about. I don't want to be in this apartment anymore. Like, I just want to be out with people imbibing on some wine and playing Jenga.
I know. Yeah. Being around a big group, I thought like being in Florida, because like Florida basically never even like shut down. And so I thought I would be, you know, going out to eat, and it's really crowded there right now. But I felt it was like fun to be around groups of people and like not just the immediate family that you're used to.
Yeah. So I was like flying high. And then I came home on Sunday, or no, was it yesterday? I don't even know what day it is. And I sat on my mirror and I broke it. And now I'm like panicked that I have.
What mirror? Why'd you sit on your mirror?
What are those mirrors that you like put on your vanity that like you get close to like do your...
Like a magnifying mirror?
No, it wasn't a magnifying mirror, but it was like that size. So it was like this size. Okay. And I have this ingrown hair like in my vagina area, but like not like in your bikini line, but like not where you can see it. Oh. You have to like squat over something. So I put it on my toilet. I'm like, you know, going to town on this ingrown hair.
Oh my
Can't just leave it.
That gives me the most chills. Ouch.
Anyways, so I was successful. I got it. And I, for some reason, just left it there. And then I...
The mirror, not the hair.
Right, the mirror. The mirror. The hair came out. And I left the mirror there. And then I went, like, I just went about my day. And I went to go to the bathroom. And I just sit on my toilet. I don't think to lift the thing because I always just leave all my toilet seats open. And I sat right on the mirror. And it just cracked in half.
So your ass cracked
the mirror. The mirror. Yes, exactly.
It was an ass.
My bare ass. Bare ass.
Well, that's kind of dangerous, no?
Yeah, but nothing. I have no shards in there.
Which is lucky.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I would actually think it, what happened was good luck, because bad luck would have been shards of glass in the hoo-ha.
Yeah. Oh, God. I didn't even think there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now it's just like sitting in my bathroom. I don't want to throw it away because I like don't know what to, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a good. You should ask the scrubbers. I feel like they have.
Yeah,
probably
what do I do with it as to have the least amount of bad luck?
Is there like a butt shaped print on it, like with the cracked glass?
No, or
is
do you want to see like it?
Oh, she's gonna
yes,
go.
Yes,
get
I
it.
Do.
She's gonna go get it.
I'm sad to say she already texted me a picture of the mirror, and he's gonna be disappointed.
Hey man,
is it just like uneventful?
It's just a mirror with a crack in it. That's all it is.
Well, I got all these images now of like how big is the crack? How wide okay. is the crack?
Yeah, well,
you know?
Here it comes.
Oh my gosh, oh. Your crack split it. I mean, it split right down the middle.
I know. I'm nothing if not like symmetrical. Yeah.
Literally just.
That is perfect. It's right there, noon to
wow.
six.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a work of art.
It's an equator right down the center of the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the Pepsi symbol.
So like I can technically, but I don't want to like look in it. Like I don't want to look in it.
Like if someone were to say, what do you think happened here? How did this break? I would guess someone sat on it. Cause it's just like, it just makes sense.
Right. Like one butt cheek on each side.
Yeah. Evenly distributed weight.
Totally. Yeah. At least I'm even.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even keeled. That's how I describe you all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get back from Florida and Tanya's like, hey, are you at home? And she kept asking if I was home. And I'm like, no, I'm at the beach or whatever. We were gone. And so finally she texts me. She's like, are you home? And I want to come drop something off. And I was like, yeah, we're home now. So she goes, how do you pronounce it?
Hala.
She's like, I have some challah that I want to bring. It's like amazing. I want you to try it. And I'm like, she's been so persistent all day about some like bread. So she comes over and Haley was over there and she hands me a bag. I don't even look at the bag at first. And I pull the bread out or the challah and I'm like, oh, like I've never had it before. I can't wait to try this bread. Like, you know, I'm just have no idea how I'm supposed to react. And so I pull it out and I'm like, okay. And I look up and Haley's filming like with the phone and I'm like, what is going on? And so I put it back in like, thanks. Like, see ya. And she goes, don't look in there. So I look in there and I realize the bag is from Restoration Hardware. And I pull out this like folder and it is a printed photo of like my dream dining table that Tanya bought me. Like, I can't even describe to you. Like, I still don't know how to respond to it. Like, I've been totally overwhelmed for 4 days now or however long it's been of just being able to accept this gift because it's like the nicest thing. And I had told, I don't even think I told you, right?
No, you did it. And like, so I've been like hemming and hawing. I really wanted to get her something like really beautiful and really nice and special for this like home. And I wanted to do something big because I don't think you realize and you don't realize it, but you've done the same for me time and time again in our friendship.
I have not done.
Not to that. No, but like you do stuff like that time and time again, like especially like early on when like I couldn't even afford to do stuff for myself. Like you would do it for me like. You wouldn't even bat an eyelash. And so I knew I wanted to do something nice, but I was really like, just didn't know what to do. And then when you were showing me your house, you were like, okay, I need to get, you know, I have to do things in phases because when you buy a house, like it's just everything's so expensive, da, da, da. And so I was like, okay, she's going to do the gate and then she's going to do her stage. And then you're like, and then I have this dream table that I want to get for right here. And you're like, and you showed it to me on your phone. And I was like, oh, and then I asked you, I was like, that's it. I want to get a table because like a table is what you make memories around. Mm-hmm. Like that is like, mm-hmm. That's it. And so I don't even know if you remember, but I like grabbed your phone and I asked you to get me something from the kitchen or something. So I took a picture of it. I took a picture of it on your phone, on my phone. And I was like in cahoots with Haley to make sure like you weren't going to buy it for yourself and like all this stuff. And then I go to the store and they're like, oh, it's not ready until August. And so I was like, okay. And then the guy was so cute at the store. He was like, I can print off a picture of it and we can like put it in an envelope and you can put it in a bag. And I was like, that's perfect. But then I like wanted like an excuse because I was like, I don't want to just give her the bag. And so I was like, the challah is such a good throw off because it's totally something I would do. Like I'd be like, oh my God, I have these amazing crackers I want you to try. And so I was like, it's a perfect way to like throw her off. So it really went off like exactly how I planned it. It was so good.
Okay. You guys don't understand this table though. I have a lot of other things I needed to do for the house. So I was like, you know what? I already have a dining table. I won't rush, you know, to buy this one. It's really, you know, it's like a dream table. But I'll get it eventually. You know, I was just like one thing at a time. I'm not going to rush. So when I say I'm still processing it. Like it was just the most like the thought behind it of what you got me and then what it actually is was just like the nicest thing ever.
Well, I love you and you deserve it. And you don't even realize she doesn't realize she does this all the time.
I don't do this all the time.
You do. In different ways you do.
But it was like really, I was totally thrown off by the haul. I was like, is she gonna give me some? Like, am I supposed to heat it up? What do I do with this? Like, and then she's like, yeah, I had it in my freezer, so I decided to take it out. And I'm like, so this is old bread?
It's so good. Yeah. I can just like feel her annoyance through the text message. You know what I mean? Of like, great, I've never tried challah before. Sounds cool. Like I could just like hear her annoyance because like all day I've been like, are you home? Are you back? Blah, blah, blah.
Because all day it was, are you home? She never said anything. She was like, you know, I want to drop something off. And I was like, oh yeah, we're at the beach. And then finally I'm at home and she's like, okay, I'm going to bring some challah I made or I just tried or something. And I was like, you've been harassing me all day for this?
It's just so good. It was so, that was the best part.
Did you ever consider giving it to her on the podcast?
No.
No, because that would have been really good.
I know. Now that I think about it. Well, I really didn't think about that.
It was a lot for me. Like I would have felt I was overwhelmed in the presence of like, in my own home. I don't even know what I would have been doing. Like, it really threw me in like the best way. But now every time I have dinner or sit at the table, I'll think of Tanya.
That's the whole point.
It's a beautiful gift and it's a beautiful thought. The challah is very questionable, but the rest of it is fantastic.
Yeah, it's so good. Well, it's just so funny because I was really like putting so much thought of just like what makes sense and like, I was talking to Red Star about it and he was like, maybe you get her some because you said your fish died. And so he's like, maybe you get like two best friend, like beautiful fish that can like be friends in the thing together.
I just think, well, the whole thing was I was going to replace the koi fish. And I was like, you know what? I really like the pond. It just is. It sounds really nice, but there's nothing in there for me to take care of. And everyone had been like, I wouldn't even get any more because the raccoons come and like swipe them. And I was like, okay, I don't want to go through the trauma of that. And then she said that Red Star was like, yeah, you should get her some koi fish. And I'm like, honestly, I'm glad you didn't do that because I already have to find someone to watch Phoebe when I leave. I'm going to have to be like, can you feed the fish in the back?
It was like such a eureka moment though when you said that you were wanting that. I was like, that's it.
Yeah, it's really, really thoughtful. I realize I need to be, I go, I don't even know how to accept this. She's like, just say thank you. And I'm like, okay, well, that feels inadequate.
No, but you just say thank you. And we have a really great dinner when it comes in.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
So
make some challah. Homemade, maybe homemade, perhaps.
Yeah, not frozen. But yeah, I really want to talk about the friends reunion, because I have some thoughts. I think you do too.
I have good, bad, and the ugly.
Okay, well, we'll be right back with that. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store, and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of 1 pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, we're back. So, friends reunion. Do we start with the good, the bad, or the ugly?
Well, let's get a general consensus. Okay. Everybody like it?
Okay, so I've not seen it, and I'll tell you why.
Oh.
We're going to watch it as a family, because Brooklyn has gone through the whole thing. Allie's almost there. We're going to watch it together, and we had family in town this weekend, so I spent the weekend doing everything you can imagine to do as a tourist in Los Angeles. So I have not seen it yet. I apologize. But I'm not worried about spoilers. I'm looking forward to hearing your recap.
Okay. Well, yeah. And spoilers are like out already.
Yeah. I saw spoilers before. I watched it the day after and I had already seen spoilers.
Yeah.
Eastie?
I haven't watched it either. I'm admittedly not a big Friends fan.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? We went to the Friends thing in New York together, and that was a blast. And that's my best friend's memory. But I haven't watched much of the show.
We all did the pivot together.
We all did the pivot. We posed by the fountain. It was a great time.
Did we know that you were not a huge Friends fan at the time?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a Seinfeld guy.
I know. I'm a Seinfeld guy. Most of the time when you're Seinfeld, you're not Friends and vice versa.
I think I remember Easton was like, there's some guy, the guy's here that's doing, and I was like, Gunther?
the coffee guy is here.
All right. Well, then, Tanya, what were your thoughts on it?
Okay. So I was freaking out. I actually stayed up to watch a little bit of the beginning because I just couldn't handle it. I was sobbing within the first 10 minutes because I have to tell you, as a Friends fan, I can't even watch the last season. And I haven't watched the final episode since 2004, since it finished. I physically can't watch the final episode with the keys on the thing, and them walking out with, I can't do it. I just bawl. And so anytime I get close to the series finale, I have to stop it. I can't do it. So when it opens up with that scene, I was like, just buckets already. And then they walk them in one by one, mm-hmm. and they're all reminiscing. And I just lost it. I literally didn't stop crying until they all came in. And hugged each other.
I mean, it was I don't think that's crazy because it was very emotional. I could feel when David Schwimmer, because he was the first one that walked in, it was you could feel him just taking it all in. It was almost palpable, that whatever he was experiencing.
Yeah. So the beginning really got me in the feels, and I've seen it multiple times and I cry every single time. Mm-hmm. So it's not even a one-off. Every time I've watched it, the first chunk, I'm sobbing. And Red Star was just are you okay? Because he likes Friends.
He's a Seinfeld guy.
Yeah. But he likes Friends. So he, he understands it and he likes it. He really likes Matt LeBlanc. He really likes Joey. But he was just are you okay? And I was I don't think you understand.
That was me when McDreamy died. My mom was genuinely Becca, are you okay? And I was I literally think I go, you don't understand. It's my first love.
Yeah. No, if I put Friends on before we fall asleep, I shake the bed because I'm laughing so hard. And I have to stop it because I can tell it's keeping him awake. And I'm I'm sorry. I can't, I just can't do it. I just have to turn it off. But anyways, so I really enjoyed the beginning part of it.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed the reenacting of the scenes. Going back and having them reread some of those classic scenes. And then all the reenacting was good. All the guest stars that were the bringing back of the people that were on the show. Yeah. I loved.
Yeah.
The fashion show lost me.
Same.
Did we need that?
No.
No.
I almost felt like they were hey, some of these people want to be a part. Can we find a way for them to be on it? I don't know.
Yeah. And no shade to any of the celebrities that were on it.
I would have, if someone asked me to be in that, I would have died.
Oh my God. I would have given a limb to be in that audience. Maybe for sure a toe.
Oh yeah. For sure a toe. When I found out it was a live audience.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to process the fact that that opportunity was there. And I could have begged someone to let me on that.
Tanya would have sat in broken glass to be in that audience.
I would have. I probably would have chopped off a part of a toe or something.
Sure. I thought it was a full toe. You've gone back to part of one?
Yeah, because the fashion show, I would have been really? I could deserve half of my toe for this. So that was the part. That part kind of threw me. And then I hate to say it because I love Lady Gaga, but the Lady Gaga moment was weird to me.
It just felt kind of random, out of place.
Right.
But with that being said, I loved how it was just kind of funny because it went she was singing Smelly Cat, belting it. Sounds like her voice is insane. And then she gets really serious.
Yeah.
And it was kind of okay, now Lisa Kudrow, is she in Phoebe or is she Lisa Kudrow right now?
So they sing Smelly Cat together and then Lady Gaga basically says kind of thank you to Phoebe for, being yourself and letting all of us feel more comfortable to be ourselves. And it was
she's thanks for being different. Thanks for being the weird one so that all of us could feel comfortable being different.
And it was actually a really sweet moment. Yeah. But Lisa Kudrow was just I don't know. She didn't, I don't know. She didn't react in a way. I was like, okay, let's dive in there. And it just like fell flat. And I was just like, oh.
Well, because I felt like Lisa Kudrow was like in Phoebe character and then probably wasn't ready for that. Like, I mean, that was like a really sentimental moment. And then was like, do we have time for me to do this? And so then it just kind of, but I liked what she said because it was true. Like Phoebe was like the kind of like crazy one who was so confident in who she was.
Yeah.
But honestly,
those were the only two moments to me that I could have done without. Every other part of it was so spectacular. I loved hearing how they were cast and what order they were cast, the backstories of how they were cast. I enjoyed the romance stuff between Ross and Rachel.
When I first started watching the series, I could not believe that there was never a real life romance between the two of them. So when I heard that, I felt so validated because to me, their chemistry, especially when they first got together, was so
insane.
Insane. And so for the full 10 seasons of the series, I was just waiting for that moment for them to have like a scene together, a romantic like relationship. And they waited until the very end, basically.
Yeah. Well, basically, they did say that they both had feelings for each other, but they were in relationships. Each one of them were in relationships at the time, so they never really got to give it a shot. But like the love was there. So like, are they both single now?
I think so.
I think they are.
He described it as ships in the night, which is such a like sad, like hopeless romantic way of saying it, like they were just like passing ships in the night.
Yeah. And then I also enjoyed that Joey Matt LeBlanc was telling us how like Courtney Cox would always have her like script in the sink or like write her lines on the table. I like love that. And then they were like kind of reminiscing about certain episodes, and Jennifer Aniston was like, do you guys remember the one with the ball? And David Schwimmer had no recollection of it. I was like, how do you not remember that episode? Like,
I know. I loved that they were referencing old episodes and they didn't even remember them. And I would be like, wait, how do you not remember
that? I'm like, I can recite every line of that episode.
I just loved it. And I'm like, the fact that I felt like they were so happy. It was like watching a family have a reunion for the first time.
And then
time.
Hearing like for they all the creators were basically talking about like how they started it and then how they like kind of realized how they hit gold when like all this stuff started happening. I don't know. It was just a really cool. I felt very inside. I felt very validated as a fan. I felt really good. I mean, I could have used more. Like I could have had more of it.
Oh, I wish they would do a series of the reunion.
Yeah.
Because I didn't necessarily need like a scripted episode. Like, I don't even think I would have liked that because I loved how they did it. But I just felt I loved hearing that the girls all had lunch together every day. It's just cool to see a cast that's been together that long that there didn't seem to be anything that like caused a huge wedge between any of the friendships. Like it was more so kind of like everyone's lives just moved on after the show, but they all still had so much love for each other. So it was like fun to watch. It was almost like watching this high school reunion that we all got to be a part of.
Yeah.
It was
great.
It.
Yeah. It was great.
If Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer ended up together in real life, just end me.
End me. I would not be able to handle that information.
They would be like Harry and Meghan. They'd be like royalty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They would need a reality show to film that. I mean, they would never do it, but...
That would cheapen the whole thing.
No chance.
They would never do that.
No, never.
No,
huh?
No. But, it was amazing. I loved it. I feel the same way about Ross and Rachel. Okay, I got into this, like, Titanic kick thing where there's this deleted scene in the boiler room. It's like in the extras of Titanic. I always have wanted Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio to be together since I watched Titanic. Like I've always loved that they've remained friends. Mm-hmm. And there's this scene, and I knew Ashley Iaconetti would like relate to it because she loves Titanic like I do. And I was like, does it just bother you that they took this scene out? It is the greatest kiss of all time, and they cut it from the movie. I don't know. Like I need to know why they watched that scene and then were like, let's cut it. Because it is the most amazing kiss. And if they didn't have a relationship outside of that movie during that time, I don't believe it. Can I show it to you?
Sure. But I'm always like, I get annoyed with Titanic because I'm like, Rose could have made room on that.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
On that door. Like, they could have both lived.
I just watched this the other day. She could have made room, but the weight was too great. It would have sank.
But you don't even know. You don't know unless you try.
He tries to get on and starts to sink. It shows him in the movie.
Yeah, but they only tried one time.
Yeah.
It was a pretty if I'm in the freezing cold water, I'm going to give it more than one shot.
And if this was the love of my life, like, I would definitely give it more than one shot. And then maybe I would try, like, kissing him as to create body warmth whilst we try to not sink the thing.
Go on and off. Rotate who's on the door. Like, you have some time off. I'll get in the water real quick.
Right. Like, I feel like there was other ways they could have figured, maneuvered that than
him
dying.
I'm going to let Tanya watch this.
I could never date an actor. Like, I'm sorry.
I mean, look, his hand is on her neck and he's like biting her lip.
If that were my boyfriend and he was sucking someone's face like that, I would not be okay.
Okay, that brings me to something else I want to talk about. So you mentioned, I think actually on our podcast, you were talking, you were talking about how Red Star isn't really jealous. Like, he just like doesn't get jealous. He's like very chill. Does that bother you? Do you, like, wish there was little... Do you, like that he's so secure? Do you wish there was
little
spice?
No, I like that he's secure. I like that he's...
jealousy.
Now that you bring it up. It is weird. I mean, he's so secure. Like, he's just very, like, secure. Which I like because he's securely attached. And, you know, I'm, like, doing that whole attachment style. And I'm like, I envy that he has that.
But do you find yourself to be the jealous type?
No, not jealous. Not jealous, but I'm definitely not as secure as he is. That's for sure.
But more so, and I'm talking about like,
if he were an actor and he was doing that with somebody, even though I know it's professional and there's no feelings there. I could not handle it.
I will say
she made the quotation marks with her fingers when she said no feelings. It's important that people know that because they can't see you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because there are certain times where I see a kid, like if I were with either Kate Winslet or Leonardo DiCaprio and I saw that scene and we were dating during that time, there'd be some fights.
Yeah, but you're not too far off from that, okay, girlfriend? And I'm like, that's what I was telling Becca. I was like, I don't think if I were you, I couldn't handle it.
I mean, I consider myself... In every relationship I've had, I can be jealous, but I'm very confident and secure in our relationship, yet I still have that like Scorpio, like, that's mine.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah.
But no, but.
Yeah, although it's your job and you need to kiss people, I get it, again with the air quotes, but it's like, that would be really hard for me. I couldn't do it.
But my point is more
Zachary
so...
Levi, I'm sorry. We can never end
that's
up together.
That's why I never worked out
that's
with him.
That's why I never worked out with Zachary Levi because he's just kissing people on movies and I just like, I can't have it.
But I kind of like when, because in a hell, I do find, I think there's healthy and I think there's unhealthy and like 95P, there's like a healthy amount of jealousy to where I feel like,
it's nice. It's a nice balance.
Yeah.
Both ways. Yeah. See, Red Star just doesn't, just no jealousy. Like
because
zero.
The other day, Tanya posted something on her story about like she was on a run and she was saying she felt like really gross. And this guy like stopped and asked for her number and she posted it. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like I would be, if I were Red Star, I'd be like, who stopped and asked for your number? Like, what do you look like?
Not a peep.
She's like, didn't even ask me.
Didn't even ask me about it.
Was there any part of you that posted that to get a reaction from him?
No, because if he would have asked me, I would have been like, I mean, nothing there. But I posted it more so because I felt so disgusting that day when I went on my run. And mind you, I was like sweating like gross. Like I was wearing this like gray, like Heather gray tight shirt. And I had like rings around my armpits. I literally looked so gross. And I was like on my sun run and I was listening to this bomb playlist and I was just like dancing and singing and like running, just having a good time. And this guy literally stopped me and asked me for my number. And I was like, you know what? It just like goes to show you that we spend so much time getting all gussied up and doing all the things before we, you know, whatever, when in reality, if you're just like having a good time, it like comes out of you. Like, I literally looked disgusting.
What if he has a sweat stain fetish?
He might have. He might have. But like fully to the point where like the guy was like literally ran up to me to like stop me. And I stopped because I thought he maybe needed directions or something. Like, it seemed like, you know, I didn't think he was going to ask me for my number, but it was more of like a, wow, I need to remember this when I'm in my head about the way that I look about, you know what I mean? Like, I just, I don't know. It was,
see,
more like
I would have posted that to get a reaction.
Really?
I would have posted that to see like if I was needing some extra attention.
No, no. He nothing. Literally the only time I ever have seen him get like, and I want to say like a hair, just like a, like he jokes about it, but I think there's a hint of like
an inkling
of jealousy was when Harry Styles sang the extra song for me. And then he like made eye contact with me in this like video yeah. with me and like winked or something.
We all remember Tanya.
That video. He's like, yeah, that's a friendly wink. Like, so he says it joking, but there's like a hair that I feel like is like,
I was so
torn. But that's the only time ever.
On my feelings about that video. I was like so happy for you, yet so jealous. Like, I couldn't really distinguish where the line was of health. Okay, wait. Easton, Mark, where do you stand on being jealous?
Mark, would you like to go first?
I think it's something that, I think I was very guilty of it when I was younger. I think it's something you mature past in a lot of ways. But also, it's kind of something you kind of wish was there sometimes. You kind of like, it's nice to feel it a little bit. Obviously, there's a line. You don't want somebody who's overly jealous, but it's kind of nice to feel a little bit because, you know, it's compliment in when you get down to it.
Question, though. If Amy and Allison were to decide they wanted to be an actress and had to make out with hot guys, how would you feel about that?
No, I think that would be really difficult. Completely agree with you on that. I don't know how any of them do that, especially some of the more graphic situations. I'll never understand.
I'm gonna show you all the videos.
Are we good to see it too now? This is Leo.
Can you see?
Yeah.
Oh wow. This is truly erotic. Here's the thing though, money's an incredible thing.
Oh, that's nice. The hesitation.
Oh my gosh. He's like biting her lip.
I mean, those two really could have been something, but that Don Kate Winslet had to go and get older every year, and Leo cannot handle that. He will not tolerate someone aging.
Okay, Easton.
How do I feel about being jealous, or what would I do if Allison was an actress?
Are you the type, like, let's say Mark and Easton, y'all go out on a date night. Allison and Amy, they go up to the bar to get a drink and you look over and there's a man and he's chatting with them and they're like laughing. How do you feel?
I'd be so stressed out about how I'm supposed to react because like I'm very secure. I'm extremely secure in my relationship. Allison makes me feel like the greatest dude in the world and I believe it wholeheartedly. And I've never felt jealous of anyone or anything since I've been with her. But if that happened, I'd be like, am I supposed to step in here and assert my dominance? Like, because it doesn't ultimately bother me, but society expects a certain thing, you know?
Well, so you're that's Red Star. Yeah. That's how Red Star is. Yeah.
Just secure. Admirable.
You know, so I would probably, if we were like out on the town and some dude was like chatting him up, I'd probably walk over and be like, I trot my 6'2" frame over there and be like, hey, what's going on over here? What you guys talking about?
Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah. I've done that before. Because at a certain point, like, okay, it's enough. Let's move along. Can we? You know, I remember I've done that before.
You walk up and you're like, hey, wifey.
Yeah.
Wifey. Ew. Does anybody call their wife wifey?
Well, you know, in a panic situation, you'd say things that you wouldn't normally say.
Yeah, that's true.
To assert dominance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we all know where we all stand. Tanya's not really so much jealous. I'm a little bit jealous. Y'all are very secure men. Tanya can go out, get hit on as many times. Red Star post about it. Red Star doesn't think twice.
Doesn't Nope. Very well. Hello. It's like after we got back together, I was like, I was praying for you every day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, he's been around the block a few times. He knows that that's kind of not healthy necessarily for a relationship to be acting all possessive like that. He's probably comfortable. He's just comfortable. That's this stage of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should feel honored that you make him feel confident.
I do. I feel very good about that. And I feel very good about the way he makes me feel too.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad we got that settled. Anyways, it's a great kiss in Titanic that they cut out. That's my whole point.
Yes, it is. Yes.
But yeah. I was trying to say that all started because I was trying to say that's like I've always wanted that with Ross and Rachel. So if they got together in real life, oh my God.
Oh, I know.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What are you doing?
It's almost like I've never been pregnant. So I don't know what it feels like to have milk in your boobs.
Oh my God.
What? She's just like touching herself.
Here we go.
Here we go. Strap in. I look at her and she goes, I know. And I'm like, well, you know what? I don't know what I'm supposed to, that you know that I know.
I'm just like caressing because my boobs are really hurting right now. And I'm just like thinking in a few months, I'm not going to feel this pain, hopefully.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My hormones are going to be leveled out. But I imagine that this is what it feels like when your boobs fill up with milk.
Yeah.
It's just like they're so uncomfortable. Like I can't touch them. My bra hurts on them. Like I'm trying to massage them, but like nothing helps.
Yeah, maybe we can do that after the podcast. Yeah. And when I say we, I mean you.
Yeah, like you're not enjoying watching me do this right now.
Well, it's like I can hear it, and I'm like, can they hear it? Just like,
wait. The best part is after this, I'm supposed to strength train for 1 hour, and I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot grasp how your brain, like I'm thinking about myself. I'm up at 4 a.m. It's 3:55. I'm like, my boobs hurt. I don't feel great, but I'm following this pattern where I have to strength train. And so I somehow will myself to do it. I can't even relate. I'd be like, you know what? My body's asking me to rest, so I'm gonna do that.
Well, no, luckily I have Red Star holding me accountable right now, because he's like, after the podcast you can come over and like I'll train you for an hour. I mean, he's not gonna like train me, I'm gonna watch some videos, but he's gonna like make sure that I do it. And yeah, so it's nice to have a supportive lad.
Yeah. You know what's really cute? Something really cute about Red Star, he came over before we went to the Pink premiere and he met Phoebe for the first time. And he like loved Phoebe.
Yeah, he did.
Phoebe's like boy crazy. She has crushes on every guy that comes in through the door. And she loves Tanya. Like, I think she really loves all my friends, but she really gives Tanya the attention she needs.
She does.
The emotional attention.
She does.
And so Tanya texts me. When was that?
A couple days ago.
And she was like, Red Star says he misses Phoebe. And he was only around her for like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it was like
cute.
The cutest thing.
I know. So, I'm like getting to a point where like everything, like I don't even want to say it because I don't want to jinx it. But like it's so good right now that everything he does like makes me smile. And I'm like, you're just the cutest thing. And I want to like squeeze your face off.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Don't
but not like
that,
actually
like,
squeeze it yeah. off, but like I just like everything. I'm like, you're so freaking cute, and I just want to like squeeze it.
It's called cute aggression.
Is it?
Yeah, I get it with Phoebe.
I have it right
with
now.
95P.
Oh, really?
I still have it with 95P. Yeah,
I have it with him real bad right now.
Okay, does he get stage fright or like anxiety or like stressed when you go to film him cutting things on your Insta story now? Because I really felt like he was like flexing his hands this weekend on the video. I like really felt like he was like, I got to really perform here.
I don't know what. I do think his hands are like very like hot. Like he has hot hands, uh-huh. Hot man hands. But the amount of people that agree with me makes me feel like he should do some sort of hand modeling. Like I'm actually not kidding. Like I was like, a lot of people have been saying how like manly and like good your hands are, that like we should look into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? A little side gig?
Just a little side gig. Yeah. I think they pay really
what
well.
What if he had to caress hands with another actress?
That's where I would draw the line. But I was at the nail salon, and this woman is like a foot model recruiter or something. Uh-huh. And I like was listening to her recruit the man next to me because she's like, you have amazing feet and like a lot of men don't have. So like I'm listening to this entire conversation go down. She's basically giving him her card and saying like, I want you to like foot model for me, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, they pay $2.50 an hour.
Foot like people. Well, you can
how
send,
many hours?
If you have good feet, you can send photos of your feet and make money. Should we see what our foot rating is on WikiFeet live on the podcast? Yeah.
Let's Google. Just took a creepy turn. Creepy
yeah.
turn
Super
warning.
Creepy
no,
watch.
There's photos of your feet on there.
Rating. No, we know this. It's just, she was just remarking on how attractive Red Star's hands are. And now you're going to the perv website.
Yeah.
Is it though? Or is it
yeah.
just people who
oh,
have
it's
like,
pervy.
No, but what if people just have a good eye for good feet like that lady?
I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah, no, this lady seemed legit. Like, she didn't seem creepy at all. Like, it seemed like she was actually, like, I don't know exactly what she did.
We don't want to kink shame anyone here. If you're into feet, we love you and support
you. Right, we love you. We support all your feet fetishes. Nope. But Red Star's hands are quite...
That's great. I'm just saying, if you're pervy enough to maintain a website of women's feet taken without their knowledge and rate them, then I think you're creepy. I'm sorry if that's kink shaming.
I have 5 stars on my feet, and 4 people voted ugly, and 5 people voted bad. So I'm like going to find them.
So you have 4 out of 5?
No, I have 5. I have 5 stars.
Oh, that's good. 5 out of 5.
Look up Tanya.
Oh, I'm scared.
This doesn't feel healthy to me.
The feet? Look at these hands. Hold on.
Okay, no. See, we're doing too much visual. This is an audio podcast. Uh-oh. They can't see the video clip of Leo. They can't see his hands.
That's beautiful feet. You also have 5 stars.
I have 5 out of 5 stars? Yeah. Wow.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Great, great. Guys are doing horrible things while looking at those pictures, just so you're aware.
What? They're photos on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
They're public photos.
What you said didn't counteract what I said. That wasn't an argument to what I said.
Well, what I'm saying, they can go to my Instagram. Like, if they're going to be, I feel if it had been lower rating, I would be very upset right now and just like disgusted. But I have a good rating on there. So.
I just want to stand up for the feet. I'm not a foot person. I can't stand feet. I wish we all just walked on our ankles. I hate them all. but I will say, I am so impressed by the passion and the enthusiasm that feet people have for everything in their world. It is such a zest for their interests. It's such a
zest for life.
Yeah.
Change the body part and you'll realize how creepy it is what you're saying.
Well, we talk about hands.
Yeah.
Right. But if somebody had an entire website dedicated to boobs and rating boobs and here are these boobs and how much I love boobs. And it's creepy. I'm sorry. This is a creepy thing that people are doing.
But what if it's hands? It's the exact same thing that we're talking about with Red Star having nice hands.
You're not going to find a wiki hands. I really don't think you are.
Or what about nose?
I don't think you're going to find a wiki nose. Because it's not about admiring the body part. It's about guys with a fetish.
And to me, the foot is an interchangeable body part to the ears and the nose. Like, it's like, it, you know what I mean? It's just a weird body part that I don't really have any interest in. So the fact that these people have fixated on this one and they're going so hard on it, like quite literally. It's so fascinating to me. I find it beautiful.
My favorite thing is that I used to say I hated feet so much. I wish we all just walked around on our ankles. I've never heard anyone say that. So like,
really said that before?
Yeah, I just feel so connected right now.
You can't just walk around on your ankles.
No. Like, feet definitely serve a great purpose. Yeah. But
they balance
you.
Could you imagine if you needed to be like walking on stilts every day? That'd be exhausting.
I love shoes. I have a lot of shoes. I'm a big shoe guy. I just hate the things that go in them. You know, that's all it is.
Well, we're all very grateful for our feet. Yeah. And, you know, it's something. Some people admire feet. Some people admire hands. Some people admire butts. You know, it's like we all have our things. You know what I'm saying, Mark?
Okay, fine. If you don't want to go creepy on this, fine. I can die on this hill all by myself.
Mark goes to wiki armpits all the time.
Yeah, he totally does. He's a closet wiki armpitter.
Mark's sad because his wiki feet rating is 3.2. He's just sad.
See, that's how I feel too. I get it, Mark.
Bitter Betty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well. Tanya watched Grey's. I didn't, but can you tell me what happened? Because Tanya couldn't even tell me what happened.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking before the show, like, oh, we should talk about Grey's. I'm like, what happened?
Totally. That's what I said to Becca. I was like,
It's a very run-of-the-mill routine episode of Grey's Anatomy.
But this week is the finale.
Yes, which about 500 people on the Facebook group told me. And we apologize for saying it was the finale this past week. We're so sorry about that. But yes, this week is the finale. So this should be good, right? Something good should happen this week because last week was kind of like treading water.
Well, yeah, you saw the photo that they posted, right?
No.
So they posted, it could be, I don't know what it is, but they posted a photo of Maggie and, why am I blanking on his name? Winston. Maggie and Winston, it looks like, at their wedding.
Oh, well yeah, because they revealed in the last one, remember, in the parking lot?
Yeah.
They don't look happy.
Right. So they look quite perturbed. So I don't know. We'll see. Should be
well,
good.
Well, they did say this could, you know, they were saying this could be the series finale.
Oh, right. Yeah, we know it's not, finale. But they're saying it worked if it is the Caesar series finale. So that'll be interesting.
I have some high expectations for it, if that's the case, right?
Probably too high, but yeah.
I know. I'm scared my expectations are pretty high, too. But we'll see.
All we can do is see, you know?
All we can, you know what? All we can do is see. And that is... And all we can do is live.
Live and listen.
And listen. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow will come. Mm-hmm. And we can see and live and listen again.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Before we go.
This is what today, happens when I wake up at 4 in the morning.
Today in therapy, my therapist said something so good. She said, you know, when, you know, like old oil lamps? She was
What's
like.
What's an oil lamp?
Where it's like a lamp and it like burns from oil, like the oil burning.
Like back in the centuries?
Exactly, in the centuries. Yeah, similar to a lava lamp that Easton has.
Okay.
But, oh my. Did anyone watch Mare of Easttown?
No, but I feel like I have to now.
Yeah, now I want to watch it because.
I just started it last night.
Man, the buzz is crazy.
It's so hold Kate it. Winslet's amazing.
Speaking hold of it. Kate Winslet,
I mean she's epic.
Yeah,
always,
always. Anyways, the oil lamp. So my therapist was saying we were talking about how sometimes we give so much to the point where we feel depleted because we like give everything we have to other people, and she was like, "Give of your light, not of your oil." So shine your light, like give your light, like let be a light in people's life, but don't give them what fuels you. Like don't give away everything that fuels your light.
That is so profound.
I know. Holy. It really just like hit me. And I was like, wow, I so often give what's fueling me versus just like giving what I have to like. I'm always giving to depleting my oil to where my light can't even shine anymore because I've given everything.
That is so profound. I don't even know how to digest that right now.
I'm going to let you sit on that. I'm going to let all of y'all sit on that.
It is so good because, wow.
Yeah.
Because you have you can give all your light and joy and you can do all those things, but it's when you start taking away the things that fuel you and bring you the joy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she was saying like, you know, you when your tank is full, you can, and then you have a little bit extra, you can give that to people because you have the energy and you have the, you know, love, mm-hmm. whatever. But she was like, the issue sometimes we make is giving when we don't even have enough for ourselves.
Yeah.
Like we try to give it for other people, but we don't even have enough for ourselves to even feel fueled. So.
It's like sometimes let's say you're doing a million different things like on a Sunday, right? And you told somebody that you'd go to their birthday party. You told somebody that you'd come to their this, that you'd go to that. But on every Sunday, you go to church and that brings you, that fuels you for the week. And you miss church because you're doing X, Y, Z for everybody else in your life. And then you miss your fuel. Oof. Good.
So anyways,
how much did she charge you for that little nugget?
Hefty fee for,
yeah
for the good stuff, you know.
The good stuff, yeah.
Well, that's it for today. Anything you'd like to add?
Nope.
I've learned a lot today. I've learned that Easton and Mark are both very secure and
love feet.
And Easton doesn't like feet, but he respects people who love feet. And Mark thinks feet fetish is creepy, but he loves armpits. So
I'm not sure we learned
and Tanya
that.
Loves to live, laugh, love and touch her boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I actually do want to get Elisa Vitti on the podcast at some point because she's the woman who like, I don't want to say invented it, but she's the doctor behind it all. Uh-huh. And it's pretty groundbreaking what she's doing.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't know that I'm going to do it, but I am very curious to see what you notice about doing it.
Yeah.
Thrilled that you're taking this journey for all of us.
you know what? Happy to fall on the sword.
All right. Well, on that note, hope you all have a wonderful week.
That's right.
And we'll be back next Monday.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.